Good morning. Thank you all for being here today. I'm going to talk today about the economics of integrating crops and livestock in Iowa. So the Midwestern United States is one of the most productive agricultural regions of the world, but it's dominated by two crops, corn and soybean. You can see on this map of Iowa, the yellow pixels represent corn, the dark green is soybean, and then all of the light green is pasture land. And so over 95% of the Iowa cropland is in corn and soybean production. And so the production of these two summer annual crops leaves the ground bare up to 7 months during the year. So during the spring and then following crop harvest in the fall, there's the potential for soil erosion as well as nutrient losses. And so there's interest in transitioning into more diverse crop rotations that include small grains like oats, shown here, and then perennial forage crops like alfalfa, because these more diverse rotations provide crop phases where the ground is covered throughout more of the year, and so as a whole system, the soil erosion and nitrate losses can be reduced. So the Iowa State University Marsden Farm Experiment was established in 2003 to quantify the agronomic and environmental performance of the classic two-year corn-soybean rotation as compared to the more diverse systems. So the systems include that corn-soybean rotation as well as the corn-soybean-oat-red clover rotation and then a corn-soybean-oat-alfalfa rotation. And so I'm going to talk about the two-year and the four-year systems. So in 2012, Adam Davis kind of summarized all the different performance indicators that have been collected at Marsden Farm, and that's shown in this spider plot. The green color is the four-year rotation, and the blue is the two-year rotation. And we can see the four-year rotation provided higher crop yields, total mass of crop produced, similar profitability. It required more labor, but it had much lower energy use, synthetic nitrogen inputs, herbicides, and freshwater toxicity. So these benefits on the left side are due to the fact that that four-year system can rely more on the biological nutrient provisioning, that nitrogen coming from the alfalfa, and on biological pest control. And so there's less of a need for nitrogen fertilizer inputs and herbicide use. So the four-year crop rotation, that corn-soybean-oat-alfalfa system, is really typically integrated with the production of ruminant livestock because the ruminants can convert the forages into a usable food or fiber product. In these integrated systems, the crop products are used for feed or bedding. Food or fiber products from the ruminant production are sold to the market, and then you have the return of nutrients back to the cropland as manure. So previously, the profitability, the evaluation of profitability was just looking at the two- and four-year rotations, so just the crop enterprises, and so they didn't include the integration of livestock. And so the objective of this study was to evaluate the economic feasibility of the diversified crop rotations integrated with cattle production. So the four farming systems that we evaluated four farming systems, and we assumed a farm size of 405 hectares. And the analyses were conducted from 2008 to 2015. We used the Marsden Farm experiment to provide the crop yields and management practices in constructing the budgets. And then for the integrated systems, we used a feed ration software from Iowa State to develop the feeds, rations, and estimate cattle production. So the systems included a two-year cash, the corn-soybean rotation with the crop products sold to the market, and the nutrient source was a fertilizer. For the two-year integrated system, that was that same corn-soybean rotation, but corn silage and corn grain were used for feed for cattle production, and then corn stover was used for bedding. The soybean grain was sold to the market, and manure produced through the cattle production was used to offset fertilizer inputs. That system raised 1,500 cattle per year based on the amount of feed and bedding produced in the crop rotation. Then we had the four-year cash system, the corn, soybean, and alfalfa rotation, assuming that all the products were sold to the market, and that included both oat, straw, and oat grain, and then also alfalfa hay. And that system, we assume that fertilizer nutrients would be used. And then finally, that four-year integrated system is that four-year rotation with corn grain used for feed, corn stover used for bedding, oat silage used for feed, and alfalfa hay used for feed, soybeans sold to the market. And so for that four-year integrated system, we included a backgrounding phase as well as that finishing phase. So we started the cattle at a smaller weight that allowed us to make better use of the alfalfa hay. And then in that system, we also returned manure back to the cropland to offset nitrogen inputs. And this system produced fewer cattle per year. So for a couple of reasons, we had a longer growth cycle for the cattle production with the backgrounding and finishing. And also, corn was actually the limiting factor in the feed, in the diets. And so with the four-year rotation, we have a lower frequency of corn, so less corn overall produced. So looking at the how we calculated the costs and revenue for the integrated systems, we constructed separate budgets for the crops and the livestock enterprises. We have inputs and outputs for both the crops and livestock, and we also have the transfer of crop products to the livestock enterprise and from the livestock back to the crops as manure. So we had inputs, or the crop costs included inputs like purchased seed, fertilizers, pesticides, fuel. The revenue included what was sold to the market as well as crop products that were transferred to the livestock. And so the revenue generated from these products that were transferred to the livestock enterprise, that was offset by the fact that the livestock enterprise was paying for the crop products. The livestock costs also included inputs like the livestock themselves, feeds and minerals, and the cost of spreading manure. And then the revenue included the sale of the meat to the market, as well as the fertilizer replacement value of the manure. So the profitability was calculated as returns to land and management. The total revenue generated minus all the costs except for land and management. That was done for each, the crop enterprise and livestock, and we added them together for the whole farm profitability. The prices coming from the USDA resources, costs were coming from Iowa State Extension documentation for costs of crop and cattle production. So this figure shows total revenue. This is just for the crop enterprises. On the x-axis, you see the four different systems there. The two-year rotations generally produce greater total revenue than the four-year. The reason being that corn crop was generating the most revenue, and that was occurring in higher frequency in the two-year rotations. And then the integrated systems tend to generate higher revenue than the cash, because we were harvesting stover for bedding, so that provided another revenue stream in the integrated system. So the scale shifted. Now you can see the livestock revenue is much higher than revenue coming from the crops, and it was greater for that two-year than the four-year rotation due to the larger herd size that we could support on the two-year rotation. And then we see the whole farm gross revenue with greatest revenue in the two-year integrated, followed by the four-year integrated, and the lowest revenue in those cash systems. So the total costs basically follow the same pattern as the total revenue. So where we had total revenue with the two-year integrated system, we also had the greatest costs. And so as a result, our profitability for the whole farm was very similar across all four systems. So it averaged $790 per hectare I showed here the rental cost for land, since land was not included in the profitability calculation. But you can see profits were above, the returns to land and management were above the rental costs for land. The one thing we did notice, though, was that the two-year and four-year integrated systems did have greater variability in the profits among the different years. And so that was because that cattle enterprise actually fluctuated more from year to year than the crop enterprises. And finally, we calculated the labor, and this is shown in hours per week. And the distribution you see is representing variability throughout the year. So each point is the average labor per week for a two-month period in the year. So in the two-year cash system, we had the lowest labor requirements, followed by the four-year cash, and then the integrated systems had the highest average labor requirements. And you can see, especially in that two-year integrated system, a real high amount of labor required in those fall months. So the four-year integrated system provided the most stable distribution of labor throughout the year. So to conclude, we did find that increasing cropping system diversity and integrating crop and livestock production had benefits in terms of yield and environmental quality, and it didn't have negative impacts on profitability. But we did find that the more diverse systems required greater labor inputs, and so this may be one of the constraints to adopting the integrated crop livestock systems in Iowa. I want to thank the collaborators on this project, and I would be happy to take your questions. I think we have a couple minutes. I also want to mention that this was recently published in Agricultural Systems, so if you have questions about any of the methods or want to take another look at the results, it's there. Well, I guess I can summarize. The two-year integrated system, the balance of the nutrients was not really appropriate, what was coming from the newer. So we had, I think it was not enough nitrogen to supply the corn needs, but excess phosphorus. And then with the four-year, it was actually quite well matched, that the manure coming nutrients, yeah, here it is. So this is the two-year integrated system, the diet, the cattle produced. The manure nitrogen surplus was negative for the two-year, but we had a surplus of phosphorus. Whereas for the four-year integrated system, you can see the quantity of nutrients coming from the manure were very well matched with what was needed for that rotation. So that was, Yes.
Was all the feed provided cut, was it cut or did they get to graze at all?
It was all cut. So I think ideally it would even be more integrated, but there might be some grazing of pasture or cover crops, something like that. But in this scenario, it was everything harvested and then fed to the cattle in a confinement situation. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you considered the infrastructure needs of transitioning a substantial proportion of the state to the four-year integrated system?
No, that's a great question, and that's something that kind of we didn't touch on. We assumed that that we had two different systems already in place, so we didn't look at transition to the system. Yeah. Yes.
So if you include labor in your economic analysis, then
so the labor is
wouldn't be as profitable maybe, right?
No, the labor is included. The labor costs actually don't account for a huge proportion of the total cost. And so even though the labor was higher in the four-year integrated system, we could still see similar profitability.
Yeah, and then if you value the ecosystem services from the four-year rotation, I mean, that would probably increase, right? What about bringing, dollar value to, carbon sequestration, even what are quality benefits, right? So that's something that we probably need to be
right. Doing. Yeah, I think that would be the next step. If we do want to indeed move to these systems, then placing a value on the benefits and then asking the public, okay, we're going to incentivize this so that you can receive those benefits. Yeah.
One more question, and then we're going to go to the next speaker.
So I was just wondering about water. Did you factor that into your cost of production?
Well, in Iowa, it's all rain-fed, so we didn't really assume that there would be any cost for irrigation. Is that what you mean? Yeah.
Okay. Round of applause.